From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Space Shuttle Discovery is heading home, but exactly where it'll touch down is still up in the air. Clouds and rain forced NASA to wave off this morning's first landing try at the Kennedy Space Center. If conditions don't improve for a second attempt in Florida within the hour, Discovery would then be landing at Edwards Air Force Base in California after 10:30 Eastern. Discovery is returning from a 15-day mission to resupply the International Space Station. The skies are more crowded today over Europe as airliners slowly return to the skies. Officials say about half of the scheduled flights in Europe will be taking off today. That's a marked improvement for the industry and stranded travelers who've been waiting for volcanic ash clouds from Iceland to move away. But as Larry Miller reports, London's airports remain shut down.
Airspace has reopened in countries including Sweden, Norway, Denmark, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Scotland and parts of northern England are also clear, though London airports remain closed, including Heathrow, Europe's busiest. The first flight out of Paris Charles de Gaulle since Thursday left for New York's JFK. But generally, the massive disruption continues. Some optimism came from the Icelandic Meteorological Office, which says that while the volcano is still erupting steadily, it's emitting more lava and less ash. Meanwhile, 11 UK airlines sent a joint letter to the British government questioning the method used to determine airspace wasn't safe and warning there is a clear case for government compensation. Such compensation could run into billions of dollars. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke heads to Capitol Hill this morning. That's where he'll be defending the Fed's role in the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Steve Beckner with Market News International reports the Treasury Secretary will also be answering questions from House lawmakers.
Bernanke will make no apology for Lehman's September 2008 failure, which precipitated an intensification of the financial crisis, when he appears jointly with Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner before the House Financial Services Committee. A recent report from a court-appointed examiner found that prior to its collapse, Lehman used an aggressive accounting device known as Repo 105 to disguise its insolvency by temporarily moving $50 billion in bad assets off its balance sheet. But in an advanced text of his testimony released by the Fed, Bernanke says the Fed did not know of the practice. He said the Fed was not Lehman's primary supervisor and said the central bank did everything it could to prevent the investment bank's failure by providing emergency liquidity through its discount window. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Dorothy Height has died. She was a leading female voice of the 1960s civil rights movement. She was 98. This is NPR News from Washington. Toyota is recalling the 2010 Lexus GX460 a week after Consumer Reports labeled the luxury SUV as a don't buy. At issue is the vehicle's stability control system. Toyota says dealers will be installing updated software to fix the problem. NPR's Brian Naylor says the move comes the same day that Toyota agreed to pay that record fine of more than $16 million for waiting to tell federal safety officials about problems with gas pedals on some of its other models.
Toyota agreed to pay the fine, the largest the government can levy against the automaker, for waiting some 4 months to inform the Transportation Department it had detected a problem causing the accelerator to stick on some of its cars. Toyota recalled some 2.3 million vehicles in January to replace the accelerator assembly. In a statement, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said Toyota put consumers at risk because it failed to report known safety problems, as it's required to do under the law. But Toyota denied breaking the law and said it was paying the fine to avoid a protracted dispute and possible litigation. LaHood said the government continues to investigate whether the company has lived up to all its disclosure requirements. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
China is holding a national day of mourning tomorrow for the victims of last week's deadly earthquake, 1 week after it struck. The official death toll now tops 2,000. Search teams are still looking for possible survivors in western China's Yushu County. That's where officials say about 90,000 people live. Three survivors were discovered in the rubble there days after the quake hit. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.